Former New York City mayor and Medford native Michael Bloomberg is thanking Boston's Museum of Science for changing the course of his life. His thanks comes in the form of the biggest gift in the museum's history, $50 million. WBUR's artery reporter Andrea Shea has the story.
Energetic school kids stream into the Museum of Science, just as Michael Bloomberg did decades before he became one of the wealthiest people in the world and a three-term New York City mayor. On a tour of a new museum display, Bloomberg helps a fifth grader from the Nathan Hale School in Roxbury build a model of a bridge.
This is closer than this. You're going to have a different kind of bridge here than here. Here, maybe one support there. You might need two.
Yes, I got it.
When he was in elementary school, Bloomberg took the bus and trolley from Medford to the Museum of Science every Saturday. Now the 74-year-old billionaire is giving the museum $50 million through his foundation, Bloomberg Philanthropies. He says he still remembers visiting Spooky the Owl and building crystal radios.
We crafted lenses for telescopes and microscopes. We did things, and in doing things, we were engaged, and in being engaged, we learned, and I think that's what education is all about. That's what our schools have to do, and that's what our museums have to do as well. Most importantly, this museum taught me the value of thinking.
And Bloomberg says he also learned not to be afraid of asking questions.
This museum played the role in education that, as a young man, that I really needed. It kept me on the straight and narrow. I was a straight C student all the time. Seriously, I hope this gift will allow more kids to have the experiences that I did.
For Bloomberg, who earned an engineering degree and a Harvard MBA, teaching kids about innovation is critical to the country's future. $40 million of his gift will boost the museum's endowment. The rest will help expand educational programming in science and engineering. Museum President Yiannis Mialis calls the gift transformative.
What the museum is all about is to inspire people. And Mike Bloomberg is sort of the ideal model of somebody that used to come here as a child, loved his time here, and now he felt that's the place to give back.
Miala says Bloomberg's gift will allow the museum to launch programs in new areas, including the science of food.
We want to use food as a vehicle to teach more science and mathematics, and also address topics such as sustainability, growing food in a sustainable way, as well as nutrition issues such as obesity and malnutrition.
1.5 million visitors come to the Museum of Science every year. Christine Reach, Vice President of Exhibition Development and Conservation, says another million students outside the museum also benefit from its programs. That's because engineering curriculum developed on site is shared with teachers, students, and other museums around the country.
And so if you thought about it just in terms of the money we need to keep our museum going, that's one thing. But really, it's about the funding we need to educate the whole nation around science, technology, engineering, and math, and make everyone excited about it and have everyone see the role it can play in their lives.
And Reach says Michael Bloomberg and his gift are affirmation of the museum's long-standing impact and its role well into the future. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.